Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of Klal Yisrael and Hatzlocha in all the fronts. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Chov Gimel in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the top of Amud Aleph. We're starting in the second line. It says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok b'shem Rav. G'deiro shebishel bo, we're using here the gears of Rav Chaim, G'deiro shebishel bo reteach. You have a pot that he cooked with it, something which was boiling, and referred to specifically chametz. So he was cooking chametz in a pot, and it was reteach, it was boiling. The same type of item, the same min, he should not cook with it on Pesach. Why? Because when he's going to cook, the taste that was absorbed in the pot will come out, and there'll be a little bit of chametz in the food. But after Pesach, it's okay. Even though we have a hisser of chametz shovel of a Pesach, but here it's not be'ein. It's not. You don't see the hisser, so it's belua. So therefore, it's mutter after Pesach. Mashma says the Gemara. Mashma haminache mutter. Mashma, you can cook in this same pot the same item that you cooked before. But if you want to cook something else, it's allowed to. Ubilvad lacha shloish tavshilim. But it needs to be that he cooked in between the chametz and what he's cooking in Pesach. We use the pot three times for other things which are not chametz. And referred to obviously before Pesach. Now why three times? That's so clear. Reb Chaim says by three times you know for sure was batel b'shishim. Whatever was balua, whatever is swallowed in the kli, was cancelled by 60. So ask the Gemara, kashem shu batel she'inu minoi, kach yivotel minoi. Meaning, if you're telling me that if you cooked with it three times, it helps to take away whatever was absorbed in the kli, so why does that work only when you're cooking something she'inu minoi? You're cooking something which is a different type of food than the food that you used originally. Even b'minoi should be batel. Answers the Gemara, min me'oyrer al minoi li'oser. When it's the same min, so it's me'oyrer. So even though it really was batel, but if it's the same min, it wakes it up, so to speak, and brings back whatever's absorbed in the kli, and if it's chametz, it's going to be waking up and you have chametz over here. Rav Chaim explains that it's not exact because the idea of chozer v'nir, that something wakes up again, works also b'she'inu minoi. But the point is that min b'minoi is also b'mashu, even the smallest amount. So if I have a min, it wakes up the min because whatever is there, even though it was shishim, it was batel, it was cancelled, if there's something there, it makes it usur. If it's she'inu minoi, it has to be something which is more than one of the 60th, and once you cook three times, it's going to be less than one of the 60th. The Gemara brings different things to be careful with when you're preparing for the matzahs, when you're preparing for it to use something for Pesach to make sure it's not chametz. Omar of Yaakov Azavdi, Ravo mifaket letechunayo. Ravo ordered the techunayo, means the ones who grind the wheat. Teloi mitan kufayo ilan elan. She put the bags of the wheat, the packages, one on top of each other. Why? Teloi lit yirtechan veichamon. Because if you put them together, they may heat up and they'll become chametz. So therefore, don't put the bags one on top of each other. Rav Chinuno bar Papa ozalega beit techunayo. Rav Chinuno bar Papa, he went to where they were grinding the wheat in order to make sure there's no chametz there. He was mashgiach. He grind the chitim only in a place of a tzorof, meaning a place of a blacksmith, because there's no chametz. So there's no chashash, there's some chametz that was left there from before. Rav Avoyin, he ordered the ones who grind the chitim. Meitan tarta de mayo begin mudayo. Puts water into the kli midah, into the measurement vessel, in order to make sure it's clean. And then to shake out the water from the kli four times to make sure there's no water left when he's going to put the wheat using for matzah. One of them said, "Basovin shori." You can put the bags of wheat on grass, metanano osir, but on earth you should not put it. The other one says the opposite. You should put it on earth, but not on grass. Even though you can put it on grass, but he's talking about that he took out the grass from the ground after chatzos, after midday, as the dew dries out from them. So they're dry grass and not a wet one. Halacha be zok the mishnah. Botzek shebe sedike ha'arevo. So arevo is a very big bowl, and in the arevo there's little crevices. And in the crevices, there's some pieces of dough that fall in there. Im yesh kazayis woka bechot chayav levar. If there's a kazayis of dough in one of these crevices, he needs to get rid of it because it's not bottle because it's dover choshev. Pochas mikan. But if it's less than kazayis, bottle b'miyuto, so it's bottle. Because it's the miyut, the kli is mevatel it. V'chen li'inyan hatumo. Similarly, we have a din by tumo that you have a similar concept, just we don't go based on measurement. What is it? If you have in this big bowl, you have some chometz, and he cares about it, he wants to take it out, so it's chatzitza, and you can't put it in the mikvah with the dough on it. But he writes a b'kiyumo, he wants to leave it there in the crevices, it becomes part of the... Batzek hacherish, the deaf dough, what does it mean the deaf dough? You see the dough, but you're not sure if it's chometz or not. Similar to someone who's deaf, that you see him, he has ears, but you're not sure if he hears what you're saying. Im yesh kayotze bo sheichmitz areze osur. So if there's another dough that was prepared at the same time, and that dough where it became chometz, you say this one is also chometz, even though I don't have any simonim, any sign to tell me that this is chometz. So the Gemara, chavirayi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the friend said, "Name of Yechonon." Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shulman Levi. Rav Simon said, "In the name of Shulman Levi." Beniklov kuloi kachas. When it says in the Mishnah that if you have kazais in one place, so then you have to get rid of it, even if it's not literally in one place. You have two different crevices with each one has less than kazais, but they're attached together. There's some kind of a line that connects, some kind of a string that connects these two pieces of chometz. That when you take out one, the other one goes with it. That's niklov kuloi kachas. It's peeled in one shot. Says the word kedoyin lach. That's only if it's moist, yovish. But if it's dry, then you can't really peel it at once because it's dry, so it's going to fall apart. Says the word of chogil amud beis machash ilu ayal lach aniklav kulak achas. I feel yovish kaseder azeh. So I look at it. What happens if it would be moist? Would I be able to take it in one shot? So even though now it's dry and it falls apart, I still consider it to be one piece. Says the word of yirmi b'shem of zeiro. You have two halves of a kazais within the house. The house doesn't join these two kazaisim, two half a kazaisim together. But if it's within a vessel, just the fact that it's in the vessel, it's considered to be one. So what do you mean? Look at our mishnah. If you have in the crevices less than kazais, you have a few of them, they don't join together. Says the Gemara, what he's talking about, what Rav Zeir is talking about, is when you have the chometz, it's not in the crevices, it's not connected to the kli, it's just placed in the kli. So if I have in one kli two pieces of chometz, they join together. But what we're talking about in the Mishnah is when it's in the crevices of the kli, it becomes part of the kli, and if it's less like a zayis, it's bottled to the kli. Ask the Gemara now, when we says that if you have kazayis in one place, you have to be mevar, ma miyotoi bottle. If he took out part of the kazais, so now you want to say it's bottle? Or kivad shenir levar, it's levar is kuloi. Once this whole kazais, even though he takes half of it, he still needs to take the other half, even though right now it's less than kazais. Continues the one that says, adeichon. When we says that if you have the crevices less than kazais, it's okay. Until what stage is okay? Says the Gemara, savi me madrubu shel arevo. If it's the majority of the areva has pieces of chometz in it, so then it becomes usur. So now they're going to ask a similar question we said before. What happens if he decreased the amount of chometz? And now the majority of the areva is not chometz, only minority, but it used to be areva before. Do you say bottle? Now that's a minority, it's bottle as we said in the Mishnah. Once there was a majority of chometz, so the whole thing has to be mevur, and the Gemara does not answer this question. According to Abchaim's Girso, we don't have the next few lines in the Gemara until the two dots. Kedush the Gemara now brings the last part of the Mishnah. We said, if there is chometz in the kli and he cares about it, so then it's a chatzitza for to put it in the mikvah. And if he doesn't care about it, it's not a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, he tvilo, he hazoyo. When a kli becomes tom betumas meis, you have to do hazoy on it. You have to sprinkle from the meipara adum on it to make it tar. But if you have this chatzitza, so the chatzitza is a problem also for hazoya. So whatever is a chatzitza for the mikvah is a chatzitza also for hazoya. Says the Gemara, einu chibur l'tumo. The same way, it's not, if you say that it's a chatzitza, so it's not connected to the kli, so it's regarding tumo, it's not connected to the kli. And if something touches, a tumo touches, the chometz doesn't make kli tome, and vice versa. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? So the Gemara is going to do a diuk of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if he cares about it, it's chaitzitz. If he wants to keep it, hareu kareva becomes part of the bowl. Now it should have been said, im roitze ube kiyumoy, arei ze ein chotzes. Just say it's not a chatzitza. Why you say the words arei karevi because part of the bowl? The Gemara says, according to Rav Chaim, we take away the words v'im lav, we just say, ki gufa shela reva, the Mishnah is going to teach you that because really part and parcel of this bowl, and therefore it becomes tome, it becomes part of the bowl. And if it's not, if he is cares about it, it doesn't become part of the bowl. Says the Gemara, Shimon lo kishomai, kach shona reva, here he taught us, soyo shetacha sakise, if there's soyo under a chair, and it's part of the chair, connects to the chair, so it's chibur l'tumah. It is chibur l'gabi tumah. If the chair becomes tumah, that becomes tumah. If the tzoya becomes tumah, the chair becomes tumah. Ve'einu chibur la'azoya. But it's not chibur la'azoya. Another case, we see the difference of shim melokish b'shem shim b'kano. Eiver meduldo. There's a limb which is not connected completely to the body. Or it's sipoyin meduldela. Sipoyin was semi-connected to the body. Ve'tzoya shetach asakitze, and again, tzoya under the chair. And another thing is, Fihidu kiruyo habiruyo, which means what is around the kiruyo. Kiruyo is a gourd, is the shell of the gourd that they use it to take water out of a well. In order to make sure that shell does not get damaged, they put around it some wood or metal. But we're talking now about the kiruyo, this gourd, this shell, is bria, it's completely intact. There's no holes in it, you don't really need that protection. It's just to prevent any other damage in the future. That's the Gersa Reb Chaim. Referring to some hair, the hair which a katan has on his body, that he's born with, which is not a real hair. And all this list that we mentioned is chibur l'tumo v'inu chibur l'azoya. It's part of what it's connected to for tumo, but not for azoya. But not for when you sprinkle the mechatos. So ask the Gemara, ma bin tumo, ma bin azoya. Why are you differentiating in this case between tumo and azoya? Says the Gemara, ma avloi behazoya kti vihizo ala oil v'al kol hakelim. The Gemara continues in Achodah Amud Aleph v'al kol hamikuyomim shebekli. When it says a kol hakelim, means it has to be the actual kli. It can't be something which is just a protection. It's mekayim the kli. It's really part and parcel of the kli. So the gabei azoya is something which is very specific, not something which is just connected to a kli. Pramhocho by tumo, it says lachem kol shu tzorech lachem. Tomehu lachem means whatever is lachem, whatever you use, it has the din of tumo and connects to a kli. Now Reb Chaim points out that in Tosefta the gear says exact opposite, that it is chibur lahazoya, but it's not chibur l'tumo. And Reb Chaim explains that gababi tumo, it says lachem, it's only something which you really need, that you're actually using, not some protection. And ba'azoya it says kol hakelim, anything which is part of the kli is good for azoya. So the maskana is that by us, in our Mishnah, that we talk about the pieces of chametz, so then once it's chibur for tumo and it's chibur for azoya, they both have the same halachas over here. Only when we talk about these things which are somewhat attached but not completely, that's when you may have a chiluk between azoya and tumo. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chof Gimel.